and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I would advise you that adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Herzog?
Here.
Catalano? Keeler?
Present.
Zaxby?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
And Schwartz?
Here.
All right, first up will be remarks from the audience. Anyone in the audience has up to 3 minutes if they wish to stand and address the governing body. Please stand and state your name and address.
Chris Capone, 370 Ocean Avenue. I don't know if the lawyer or maybe Joe can help me out. Wondering about 356. Any updates, anything that we can... It's been going on now a year and a half, and we had a contract, and I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, I don't know the date.
I know that the judge said something about January something, but now we're in March.
Chris, I don't have an update for you, but when the director's away, he'll be back when?
Tomorrow.
I'll call you. I'll give you an update tomorrow when I talk to Roger.
All right, I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I don't
know. I'm trying not to let it slip through the cracks.
No,
you've been going on a long time.
You've been vigilant on that. I will get you an answer tomorrow. I lost track of it myself.
Okay. We had the trailer moved to the back. Did you notice that?
Yeah, well, it's been out there for a long time.
In the back.
6 months, 7 months is a long time to have something like that.
I will call you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else? Nobody else? We want to send it to anybody to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to add a resolution to the consent agenda. Resolution number 76 is the consideration of award of contract to purchase communication equipment for the fire department. One we discussed in the past, and we got a response, but it was not proper. Yeah, run past the lawyer again.
Okay.
If you recall, just for the public's information, you folks approved going out to bid to this. The low bidder did not include items that were necessary in the bid process. We re-advertised and went out to bid again, and the low bidder came in satisfactorily with all the proper documentation that was required. So we are within the budget you set, and we do have a successful low bidder that Rich looked at and said that it was fine.
Right.
So it was today we received the bids, and that's why we're asking your consideration to amend the consent agenda and include this purchase.
Can I, before we vote on that, I also want to pull, just for further discussion, Resolution 69-2020. So, Jack, if you can amend your motion to add that and pull that. And I'll second your motion then, if it's amended.
Hold on.
The total amount of the bid for the radio.
I'm sorry, sir.
John, you have the resolution in front of you.
Not to exceed.
It's $72,350.
Say it again, Chris.
$72,350.
The amount that we approved.
$75,000 was approved.
So we're 72, 75 is approved.
For 30 radios.
Yes, sir.
Four, actually.
Okay, so roll call on the amended consent agenda, adding Resolution 76 and pulling 69.
Yes.
So, council members Herzog?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, so Mr. Mayor, with regard to 69-2020, I just wanted to comment. I did speak with Mike Bascom today about that because I had some questions about that resolution. It seems to be what the issue is, because I was curious why we're going out for bid on this now, why it's not included in with the regular reorganization reappointments. And he indicated that the contract currently runs from, I guess, April to April, or April to March 31st. So what I would suggest is I'm more than happy to move that resolution, but I want to make sure that in the contract ends December 31st, so that it gets reappointed with everybody else. It's just, it's kind of awkward to be doing it now in March. So if everyone's okay with that, I'll make the motion to approve that resolution conditioned upon the contract, the RFP going out to be an end contract date of December 31st. And Mike was fine with that.
Oh, he goes good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's my motion. I made that motion.
Anyway, can you second the
second.
Okay. Right. Well, Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to pull this WAPRO invoice for $53.32. That's the check out at the end of Isle View. We have a 90 or 180 day lead period before we pay that. So we just put that in. And one of the reasons we went with that company is because of the grace period that they gave us. So I'd like to make a motion to not make that payment at this time.
Charlie, that grace period is just to make sure it works, I assume.
Yeah,
they gave us 90 days to make sure it works correctly.
Okay.
So
we haven't had any flood.
Right, no, we haven't, so we don't know. So yeah, I'll second that.
So I'm sorry, this is the motion on the vouchers absent that one?
Correct.
Okay.
WAPRO.
So we'll carry that to two meetings from now, Charlie, I assume? If we have nine, I don't know when it went in.
Yeah, at least. I mean, when it was.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had a call in to Dave when Charlie brought it to my attention. I don't know when exactly it was installed.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, and we might have some high tide this weekend, so.
So why don't we carry it to the next meeting?
Yeah.
And then if we have to carry it again, we'll carry it to the next meeting after that. So carry it to the next meeting. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Director of Budget, Councilmember
Miles
here. All right, so I'm just going to roll call to move that to the following meeting. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, would anyone like to make a motion on the rest of the vouchers?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yeah.
Rooney?
Yes.
And that letter from Sarah Bates on the beach replenishment.
Next up, we'll update on beach replenishment.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, we were informed by the DEP a few weeks ago that the estimates on the beach, the cubic yards of sand by the current contractor, was not sufficient to provide the balance of the beach replenishment that we thought we were getting. We thought we were getting from Monmouth Beach,
the garden.
Well, it was from the
border.
From the border of Monmouth Beach and Seabright to Center Street is what you folks all looked at when we had those meetings. I'm told that those were estimates at the time for our cost and the cost to complete the project. And I agree with that, they were estimates, and then they went out to bid. Well, the bid came in much higher than they expected. And they said they only awarded the base bid. Well, Seabright's was the base bid. We were the base bid. We didn't have options that Monmouth Beach and Long Branch had. Nonetheless, it will be additional funding for all towns if we want to complete that portion of the project. So we're going to have to make a decision whether we want to complete that project to the extent at which we were told we should have. I'm going to it. She shows me the base bid and the additional funding.
So where did they stop?
They stopped somewhere in the middle of Tradewinds Lane. I haven't gone out there this week. I haven't been there this week, but they demobilized.
Yeah, I noticed that they're no longer out there.
Right.
That's seated.
So, Joe, how much of this would come out of us? All of it?
No.
No.
What's our share?
Yeah, what's our share?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Okay.
They didn't even start the property line among the beach and us.
No, they did.
No, they left.
They're all the way down the trailer.
No, but they didn't start at the south end.
No, they started,
Up here.
They didn't even do Mama Beach.
No.
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yeah, they did Mama Beach.
Yeah. Where, from where to where, Brad?
They were off the beach.
Almost by where the Jennies were. Way up past. Almost right before Big Mama's house.
So they left here and then jumped down there?
Yeah,
they started there.
And they did it the borderline until?
Correct.
Okay. Interesting.
There's a gap on the south side.
I apologize. I thought I spoke to Chris. I did not. So I don't have it. But it's additional funding. I will have it on next week's workshop.
Okay.
We are obligated for 25%, of which that 25%, the county pays 10%, and we pay 15% of the 25 that we're responsible for. Charlie, you have some ideas that you think that's going to migrate anyway, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly when we have to commit to the additional...
Soon.
Anyhow, the sand, they put a really good amount of sand from Driftwood to Traders Lane, and I would say over the next couple of months, we'll all see that sand travel to the north. So I in a crazy way, I think we benefit from it going like this, because it's going to settle in, and then they're going to come back and hit it again. So it'll, you know...
So are you saying don't?
No, we have to go.
Oh, we have to, I agree.
I don't have that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, this little delay, even if we commit to it, I don't think they're going to come back till next year, right?
And that is not...
Jack has an update on that. You were at their last meeting.
They're going to come back in the end of April, in May.
This year?
Yeah, and then they're going to come back again in September, October.
Now, keep in mind...
They have to get out because of the beach fabric and everything else.
If they come back in the middle of April, May, that's going to be, we're going to start seeing beach travel.
Yeah, they'll come back for a short period.
The three communities, Seabright would be obligated for an additional $800,000, of which the county would contribute their 10%. That's 25%, so it'd be, I'd have to figure that out for you. Seabright, $800,000, Mammoth Beach, $620,000 additional, Long Branch, an additional $800,000.
So we're responsible for 15% of that?
Yes.
Do we have...
We can never pass up sand.
No, we can't. But can you confirm that we have the money?
Well, we haven't bonded for the original amount.
Oh, we haven't. Okay.
Mike would have to do that. But
Charlie, I agree with you. I mean, we have to.
It has to
come right through.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our original amount was $1.2 million, I think it was. Wasn't it? John, you were there? So now we have country, so that was a...
So they're almost all wiped up, just about.
They put a lot of sand out there, though, right?
Yeah, they took an interesting approach. South of Traywood is a very deep beach. Surprising how, you know, they put a lot of sand there. They stopped just short of the middle of Traywood. So what you're seeing happening now is the same thing we were worried about with Edgewater. The water's going around and it's gouging out the northern end of Traywood.
So we pretty much have to...
So that's going to happen. It's the natural currents, right? The water comes around and it creates... I was watching it today. It's just amazing how it sweeps it back out. That's a really tough situation when you're budgeting.
But that'll settle. I mean, the main reason it's doing that now is because where they did the beach replenishment, it's deep.
Yeah, it's moving.
So it's
moving.
It's not... But yeah, but it'll settle. But I mean, we still have to finish it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can challenge, you know, this is the U.S. government, right, Army Corps of Engineers. But for them to stop probably, you know, 30% of what they were going to do in Seabright and say, that's it, we're out of money, sorry, you spent your 1.2 and it's over, somebody's got to challenge that. It may be to no avail, but at least it maybe gets pressure for next time.
The engineers should kick in everything that they estimated because they obviously didn't know what they were doing.
It was also a better way of doing it, too. The way they guarantee their $26 million every 6 years.
That's a big number, $800,000, no doubt about it.
When your original was 1.2 for the entire.
But I agree with the point that, I mean, without sand, we've got big problems. So we need sand.
And quite honestly, they missed everybody that bad. Long Branch by a lot more. to be perfectly honest, because theirs was a lot lower, and now they're at 800 for their additional. And
how many bidders were there?
I don't know the answer to that. There aren't many.
Yeah, I was going to say, there can't be many people who do
this. This is Weeks. The other one was Great Lakes that did the last one. There's only a couple, three of these people that have the wherewithal to do that. So that's just my update. Sorry.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for the update. Next up is we're going to the executive session, and once you come out, we're just going to adjourn the meeting, so we're not taking more formal action tonight. So if anybody would like to make a motion to go into
executive. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Councilmember Virgil?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Baxter?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Forbes?
This is...